com. Today, as the infamous North Coast Fest, our location on the special broadcast of What's on Your Mind Today. Welcome to our listeners on AM 1090 KTGO, AM 1100 The Flag. And the bonus goes to folks listening on KTGO today, which of course is that signal that is the only talk radio voice of the Bakken. You're within a short little distance of Coast Fest to take advantage of the final days of this time-honored tradition in North Dakota. So if you have never been to Husfest, make this the year. If you're a new visitor, if you're new to the Bakken, what a great event to take in and just really better understand the culture. We're broadcasting live for Touchstone Energy Cooperatives at the North Coast Fest this year. And they have a nice little spot, which is on the Troll Stroll. It's actually kind of Grand Central Station in one of the areas where you intersect from all the different things that are going on. And I always appreciate the Baker Boy cookies that the Rural Electric Cooperatives partners, of course, with Basin have right across the hall from us. Now, entertainment-wise today, Charlie Pride is taking the stage at 1 o'clock, Alabama at 7:30. Tomorrow, the Happy Together Tour at 1 and then Alabama again at 7:30. So, They're finishing strong here, and lots of reasons to come take it all in. We'll be telling you about all of that as we go throughout the program today. We have a number of guests, including David Wrighton, who is the president of Husfest, and, of course, his father, Chet, just synonymous with this Husfest. Chet Wrighton, his dad, passed away in the last year, so this is the first year he's not alive for Husfest. And he's passed the torch to his son, David, over the last couple of years. Look forward to talking with him. We're also going to talk with some members of the Ringling Five. You're going to love that on the program. The folks at Basin Electric, Daryl Hill will be here, John McMartin, Minot Chamber of Commerce, to update us on how this community is doing post-flood, and also Wendy Howe, Executive Director of the Minot CVB. There's a lot of reasons to visit Minot and a lot of things happening in Minot. Look forward to talking with her about that. Pat Finken will be co-hosting with me today on What's on Your Mind. He'll join me about 8:20. We'll do a little preview of what's to come in hours 2 and 3 and our topics today on A Normal or Nuts Friday. Mark Skogervo is joining me today, as he does at the top of the program, as we take a look at the news and toss out our opinions and get things rolling for another day of talk radio here on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO. Mark, how are you?
I am really good. I'm a little jealous. My dad always bragged about Husfest and loved going out there every year, and there you are in the midst of the greatest Scandinavian celebration in North America, and endless food and opportunities and great music.
Food is is the big one, and, you know, Normal or Nuts is kind of our Friday fun thing. We always say, we give you an either-or choice on what's normal or what's nuts, and And today my Normal or Nuts big one is lutefisk. Do you think lutefisk is normal or nuts, Mark?
I used to think it was absolutely insane because of the smell of it that drove me away. But then I got it fresh in Goodrich, Minnesota with fresh butter, and it changed. I really like it if it's fresh. It's amazing
stuff.
It has
to be fresh, but it still stinks when it's fresh.
And hot. It stinks, but it's... You get used to it. I didn't think it was possible, but it's got a taste that's somewhere in the lobster range. It's really good. Amazingly, surprisingly good.
Lobster range.
It is.
I think you're nuts.
It's got an amazing... Well, I was shocked because I swore I would
perfectly normal.
Never...
Perfectly normal. He's comparing it to lobster.
It is.
I've never heard lutefisk compared to lobster before. No. Well, I'll bring you some home. It won't exactly be fresh by the time I get it to you over the weekend here. But you can give it a
great
shot, Mark.
They would have lutefisk one day a week at a restaurant in Grand Forks, I think a truck stop, and they would just be packed every Friday.
Is that the Big Sioux?
Big Sioe used to do that.
Remember
which
truck stop did that? Was it?
Yep,
okay.
The Big Sioux, over, right off a gateway, right across the freeway. Yep, it was, and people would line up for lutefisk.
Amazingly, they're still in business.
Happy. Yeah, they are. I think they're thriving.
Sure, similar. Well, I can't do. I have asked the audience today. You know, okay, give me one suggestion on something I ought to try new, because I am going to try something new. I really can't do lutefisk, Mark. I'm sorry, I can't.
If
so,
you would put a pen on your nose, you could put a hold your nose and do it. You'd be surprised.
Well, one listener, Ramble, says, "Don't eat it, Scott. That stuff is gross. I'd rather eat barbecue." Muskrat is, you know, so I mean, another has suggested liberal liver pate. Rumagod is getting a lot of votes. Describe Rumagod.
Well, that's got that. Well, it's just a kind of a bloody, and it's
a dessert,
that's
at
one
least, though, right?
I don't, you know, maybe I'm mixing it up with something. I haven't had the Norwegian talk in my home for many years, but it seems like it was something wrong with Rumagrut. Am I wrong?
Jeremy, what did you just say? You had it last night, and you wouldn't call it a dessert?
Yeah, I did have it last night. I gave it a try because I heard some people say that it's pretty cool, pretty good. But it looks like a dessert, but it's not highly sweet unless you load it with sugar afterwards, sugar and cinnamon.
Okay, anything you have to disguise the flavor, then you're in trouble, I think.
Right, it's actually pretty flat. And I asked some people last night, what was the purpose? Why was this made? And they said it was to kind of fill up the kids before bed when it was cold out, because it is served warm and it was to help them sleep.
And cinnamon and sugar on it.
Right.
Pat, how would you describe it?
Wonderful. Rumagrut is a wonderful food.
We had John Hovind on yesterday, and our big question for him was not, you know, when is this government shutdown going to end, or are you going to be able to fight off Obamacare, was what's your favorite food at Husfest, and he went right for Rumagrut.
It's hard to, I mean, rice pudding and Rumagrut does the same thing. It's like,
very,
you know,
similar.
They're very similar in taste, and it's all about the sugar and cinnamon.
I go for the bread pudding. That's my favorite.
Somebody else suggested Hagee's on wheat crackers.
Don't know what that one is.
Is that a...
I'm not familiar with.
There is something unique here this year. There's a lefsadilla. There's a booth making quesadillas using lefse as the tortilla.
Now, that I could take. Maybe I could cheat and say that's new, because lefse is not new. But
We clearly have to get Scott to try some lutefisk, though. He's saying he won't try lutefisk. And the problem is that he thinks of it in the way that, you know, that it's portrayed, but it's cod. It's just cod.
Well, I'm not a seafood fan.
Made into jello almost.
Yeah. Only if you're...
Kevin says, I've always liked seafood, but lutefisk tasted like bland mush to me. See what you're trying to get me into here? Yaitost. Have you guys heard about Yaitost?
Wait, lutefisk, it's all about the butter. Just like Rumagrut is all about the...
Well, butter I like, so just if it's just the butter, skip the lutefisk, I'm fine.
So somebody get him a glass of butter, please.
do we know about Yaitost?
I don't know Yaitost.
Any Yaitost fans here? All right, the closest cheese to fudge, Yaitost, I'm being told to try here as well. These are supposedly veterans of WeFest. So.
No, the
I mean,
good news
me,
here.
Husfest.
The good news here is if you come to the Husfest, you don't have to live on lutefisk, because they have all kinds of great food. Some Scandinavian, some Americanized Scandinavian, and quite frankly, they have some gourmet chefs that actually do. Norwegian and Sweden gourmet dishes that they serve there that don't involve lutefisk, Rumagrut, or...
There's the Scandi Kitchen and the Entetre, and they're both... They have chefs here from Norway that are making meals every day in those booths.
So, very you nice. Got all kinds of food. Scott, you can survive here.
I'm making a list and, grabbing some Tums and heading for the food... after the program today, as a matter of fact, looking forward to that. By the way, Hagee's, I understand, is Scottish, so no wonder it's nowhere to be found. Yeah.
Oh, well, let's. You said Hagee's is where they take the stomach of the sheep and all the parts that don't get ground up and made into sausage.
I've heard enough.
They put it in the stomach, wrap it up, and then cook it in the, and then comes out and you eat it as a kind of a hot dish.
How about potato clue?
Potato klub is great.
Klub?
And that's all about potato, ham, and butter. So,
butter.
And butter.
I heard the key word then again, butter.
Yeah, butter. You'll like potato klub.
Yeah. Klub is great.
Yeah. My wife describes Rumagrut as cream porridge. Is that a good description?
It's a pudding.
It is.
Yeah, we'll get him some.
All right. So I'm in on that.
A champion.
And she also said that her Uncle Norman used to give her the gitos. Is that how we say it? The cheese, the goat cheese?
Oh, I'm not. I don't know that.
You're not in on
I'm
that not, one?
No. I'm German and I like this stuff. So.
Yeah. There you go.
Actually,
these are fine suggestions, folks. Keep it coming here. I'll take a little tour and give you a full report here later on in the program. Mark, are you jealous yet?
I am. I really love that stuff. The meatballs and the left side, I think would be. I think it would give the Mexican food a run for the money because it's such a soft thing. I think you could put all kinds of things in left side. I think that's might be a great idea.
we didn't get to the big news of the day and the latest on the shutdown. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour. How about that?
All right.
All right, Mr. Mark Skogerbo, the big story of the day at HostFest is food, in all honesty. A little preview of some of our hot topics on What's On Your Mind coming up next with Pat Finkel. Nice. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Hunt with heroes. This pheasant opener, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Saturday, October 12th, the Zealand Project for Wounded Warriors. A very special day in Zealand, North Dakota, honoring our soldiers. The day kicks off with a pheasant hunt at 8 a.m., followed by an adult and youth trap shoot tournament at 2, with great prizes including shotgun for the top prize. Refuel at 5 at an old-fashioned hog roast and relax at the Freedom Concert, featuring Nashville recording artists Michael Lusk and Morgan Seymour. Purchase a raffle ticket for your chance to win a one-of-a-kind guitar signed by Loretta Lynn, Randy Travis, and more, or bid on a variety of silent auction items. The Zealand Project for Wounded Warriors. Advance tickets are only $20 and available at the Quencher and Hag, the last resort in Zealand, or online now at StopSmellNow.com or call 701-851-0023. Tickets available day of the event at the Zealand City Hall, too. All proceeds benefit the Wounded Warrior families. Mark your calendars, Saturday, October 12th. Spend the day at a hero's hunt in Zealand, North Dakota for this pheasant opener.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Live from HostFest in Minot today, Steve Bakken, we shipped off to Las Vegas, and so Pat Finkel is going to join me on the program today. Pat's co-host from time to time. Hello, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate the opportunity to come in and do this, especially at the North Coast Fest, which, you know, I used to work here for about 13 years before I moved to Bismarck. And so
you're a Minot guy.
I'm a Minot guy, working for Chet Wrighton. We heavily involved in the startup of this thing back then, so it's fun to come here and see how successful this thing is. So
you grew up here, right?
I grew up in Minot, yeah.
And were you... I forget age-wise where you are with Senator Hoban. Were you close in school with Senator Hoban?
Yeah, no, we went to school together.
Same year?
Yeah, we lived a block apart growing up and, you know, went to school together. And John came back from college, he built his house in my backyard. And so we used to meet at the fence and trade kids over the fence. So, I've known John a long time. That's my only claim to fame. I have no fame of my own, but my claim to fame is that I know John Hoban.
So. How about that? The other famous Minot native, right? There's plenty.
Yeah, there's plenty. Of course, worked for Chet Wrighton for 12 years, and Chet was the founder, if you want to call it. He actually came in the second year this thing was going. The Sons of Norway had started this, and then Chet got involved the second year, and that's when this thing took off. I remember the first big move Chet made, because historically the headliners had been the Shimoleskis. You know, that's an old-time polka band.
Sure.
They're still around, actually. And so that first year, we went all out. We hired Sons of the Pioneers as our headliner.
Was that a big deal?
Oh, my. That was a big deal back then, because, you know, that was like $10,000. And the whole show of the year before, everything had cost $10,000. So, and, you know, it is a big deal when you're selling buttons for a buck to get in the door. So, yeah, it's come a long ways, baby. So.
What a deal. So, first year of school with the now Senator Hoban would have been what? Like literally kindergarten or what?
No, I actually was born in Douglas, North Dakota, which is a small town south of here. And then when they closed the school, their dad moved us all, packed us up, and moved to Minot. So the rest, as they say, is history. And that would have been in 1970. So a long time ago.
So
how did that happen?
Elementary school?
I want to know
how
that happened.
Oh, what?
Junior high.
Junior high.
I was just trying to figure out how could it be that long? How could I be that old? That's really what I'm getting to. How did that happen? I want to know, as my dad, who's 91, says, well, it beats the alternative.
True.
It's like, oh, you could be old or dead. You pick one.
So what I was getting at before we get to some of our topics we'll tackle today on the program is, you know, as a, you know, friend, buddy, fellow junior high student.
Oh, no, I don't like him. I just happened to go to school with
him. Did you ever say, hey, this guy might be a governor, might be a senator?
Oh, yeah.
You knew that right away?
Yeah, no, that...
This was pretty obvious.
Well, I knew that he had the... Yeah, even in high school, you knew that he had the... He had the skills. I mean, he pretty mad skills even in high school. And very focused, very... I mean, he's got to be the hardest working guy I know.
He needs them all in the United States Senate right now. Oh. What a food fight this is, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's just amazing because the sad part is that, you know, there's absolutely zero negotiation going on by the Democrats right now.
How did they get by with that? The president canceled his trip to Asia and blames Republicans. Because of the shutdown, I can't go to Asia, and therefore there'll be less jobs. And it's like, all because of their shutdown. Like, well, wait a minute. Do they hold any blame? I mean, there was a story over the weekend that the president reached out and said, hey, Harry Reid, why don't we get all the leaders here, and let's talk about this before this shutdown actually happens on Monday? And Harry Reid says, if you do, I won't even go. I mean, all of the pushbacks coming from the Democrats of not wanting to
because they are convinced, I'm sure, that this is going to hurt Republicans in the next election. And because it'll be perceived as though the Republicans caused this, it comes down to neither side has been able to get together on a plan that they can get passed. The reality, though, is that, I mean, what, five times now, Republicans have brought some sort of an offer to the table, and each one of the five has been less onerous than the first one, of course, was defund Obamacare. But the next one's delay, and then the next one was less than that. I mean, they just no movement at all by these folks because they believe they have the upper hand in public opinion.
Do they?
And
do they with North Dakotans, do you think?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't. I think one thing about it is that we do not have the... in a lot of states, the media is so in their camp. I'm not just talking about you, but here I think Republicans get a pretty fair shake. There's some examples where that's not always the case. But by and large, I think people here are smart enough to see through some of that. I mean, I think people are fed up with both sides, quite frankly, in this gridlock that's going on there. But what people have to understand is that this is a battle for direction of this country. It isn't just, well, compromise and move on. It's like, how much ground are we going to give towards socialization of our society? And that's the problem, is that once people understand what the battles are about, it's like, well, I don't want to go there. You know, most North Dakotans would not want to go where this country's headed under this president.
And when you talk about a battle for the direction of the company, you need extreme measures to basically force that conversation, right? Because
because you didn't win the last two elections, and that's the problem. Is the Republicans have to be a little careful because they've actually shot themselves in the foot now two elections in a row, including the last presidential election. you know, the reality is that Republicans will not be able to fix a lot of this until they win the White House and the Senate. And yet we continually do these litmus tests and these extreme measures that portray Republicans in a bad light, and then we lose elections and wonder why we can't make any difference in the world. And so that's, I think, that our, we have to win the next presidential election. We have to take the Senate back if we're going to get any of this stuff done.
Does this current fight make that more difficult?
Well, I actually think so. There was no way that they were going to be able to defund Obamacare. That was just, it was just kind of, it was a philosophical battle. It wasn't the real battle. And unfortunately, sometimes that gets in the way. I really do think anything they can do to push it back a year or delay it or fix it is important, but understand there was no way that this president and that Senate was going to vote to defund, because they'll find another way to pay for it.
Given the disdain of Obamacare, and that's real, right?
Right.
I mean, the Obamacare is not liked, and isn't North Dakota one of the highest
yes.
states percentage of don't
Absolutely.
Like the law, want it repealed, want it gone?
Right.
So,
and I'm not saying that public opinion, and I'm not saying Republicans don't want to do it. It's just you're not going to get it done till you have the Senate and enough votes to override a veto, or...
But do you think it's important for Republicans to sort of lay it all on the mat to try, given the public opinion is against it, given the fact folks are scared to death of it?
I think they can try, but keep in mind that now people are more upset about the shutdown than they are about Obamacare. So these are the things that happen when Republicans go down this path that force a shutdown. Now they're more mad about the shutdown than they are about Obamacare. And that's what happens, is we get into these philosophical battles and then lose because we don't have the votes.
Who's mad about a shutdown other than a federal employee that loses their job? Maybe somebody disrupted a trip to Teddy Roosevelt National Park or something.
I think the,
it's really not a shutdown, is it?
Well, but I think the deal is that it demonstrates the lack of the ability to work together, get things done. And they're just mad about what's going on in Washington, and the shutdown just amplifies all those things. You're right, it's not really a shutdown, although there are some aspects of government that is shut down. You know, my son, who works for Senator Hoeven, is gainfully unemployed during this, so he'll be sending a note home to Dad asking for money, I'm sure, any minute.
Put some money in the account, Dad, yeah.
Let's just say he's one of those young, poorly paid federal employees working in the Congress. But, the bottom line is this, is that I think these demonstrations of our, fidelity to these points actually in the long run have hurt us.
We're going to tackle some of these topics today on the program. Welcome your input as well, live from HoosFest, so stay tuned. Thanks, Pat. Looking forward to the chat.
Should be fun. We got great guests this morning, too.
We do indeed, including next up, Wendy Howe, executive.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Is What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen. Soon to be joined by Cape Fire 550, KCJB here in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, along with two stations you're listening to right now, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 KTGO in the Bakken as well. And Mark Scoreboard normally gives us a little bit of a sports update here. He's given up on the Twins now. We've given up on Christian Ponder. We're Matt Cassel fans here. Anything earth-shattering in the sports front that we need to make sure we get to before we get back to our topics at hand here at Huskfest, Mark?
Well, the Wild looked really good last night in their first game, but they lost in a shootout to the Kings, who won the Stanley Cup 2 years ago. But they got a nice-looking team, and that was encouraging. And then the UND and the Gophers agreed to resume the rivalry 2016-17 season. A lot of people are happy about that.
So I am too, other than I got to wait forever for it to happen. But yeah, that is certainly good news. Yeah, we're glad that's happening for sure. It needs to.
So did the Braves win last night? I hear they got crushed.
Did the Braves get crushed, Mark?
The Braves
6-1.
Yeah, it was 6-1. It was 6-1.
Yeah, I only brought it up because I know it's
Kershaw
team
pitched like a champ.
He's not happy. He's looking a little downtrodden today.
Not Kershaw pretty. Got pretty at all.
12 strikeouts for Kershaw. Yeah, they look good. The card
Mark
did
and the Common Sense Club will be joining us later in the afternoon. We don't have we kind of have a delay with our connection with Mark. We're having a hard time chatting, but Mark, get to it, okay? On the Common Sense Club later today.
All right, we're going to have the Common Sense Club is really, it's amazing the bump in phone calls and stuff that have come since we're following Rush. It's been really, really fun. And so we've got today an amazing author of a book about Kennedy. Who Really Killed Kennedy is going to be with us. And so, that amazing research, or the 50th anniversary of that, and Jerome Corsi wrote that book, and it's apparently incredibly well-researched and pretty amazing. So that'll be interesting. I'm going to talk about an amazing founding father named Stockdale that most people have no knowledge of who he was, a great signer of the Declaration of Independence. And we're just going to deal with the ebb and flow of news and attitude, and as the people continue to adjust to Obamacare launching all kinds of reported problems, from soaring premiums to not being able to enroll, shutdowns of computers, and that sort of thing is dominating some news. And, of course, the Capitol shooting proved an unarmed woman with an 18-month-old baby. It's provocative. Why was she shot? But, of course, the Capitol Police didn't know if she was armed or not, and she looked like she had a lot of bad stuff going on. Then the Arizona Governor Brewer.
Sad,
trying
very, very bizarre deal. I mean, I can't believe that thing. She was 34 years old, had a child in the backyard, and came from, like, Connecticut or something.
Well, and her husband a year ago had expressed some concerns that she had some mental illness going on at the time then, and apparently that's what this was because when she took off from the car, apparently was armed and took off from the car, leaving the baby in the car, which is actually a blessing. I mean, you know, at least that violence was removed from, you know, took the child away from that by vacating the car. But her husband's been saying that he has expressed some concern and had been trying to get her some help for her mental illness over the last year. So apparently this is a very tragic affair and involving mental illness.
Yeah, that was an awful, and of course, given in this current environment, you wonder, is it related to what's going on? And obviously it wasn't totally disconnected, although I did see one member of Congress, Duffy, Sean Duffy, a Republican from Wisconsin, was walking to the Capitol last night and assaulted. They believe that was related to the shutdown. Somebody just angry. I don't know if they, you know, knew they were targeting a congressman or what, but it was a Republican congressman from Wisconsin that was mugged. It sounded like, and he's not seriously.
Well, there's about 700,000 unemployed government workers in D.C. right now who are probably out looking for him. So.
they should look for Harry Reid.
Yeah, exactly.
No violence, please, though. Anyway, Mark, have fun on the program, and I know you got Daryl Wolf on talking about that wonderful Wounded Warrior hunt we're going to do down Zeeland, North Dakota, next Saturday. That's going to be a blast, and a concert down there, and lots of fun. So look forward to hearing more about that on the program too, and we'll chat with you later. Okay.
All right.
Mr. Mark Skogerbo, who joins me to tell us about sports and also share his opinions on the program. Pat, we have Miss Minot here.
We do. She's Miss Minot.
Good morning.
We're going to give her that label. Wendy Howes, Executive Director.
Is this the former Victoria's Secret model that was coming by later, you said?
Holy moly.
I've heard rumors about that, so maybe
We just heard that it was. We just assumed it was you.
Oh, thank you.
How are you, Wendy?
I am very well this morning.
You are the executive director of the Minot Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tell folks what the CVB does.
Well, I think I've got the best job in Minot. We're really here to promote tourism in our community, so that means fun events like the Hoosfest, the North Dakota State Fair, Motor Magic, the Wiseman's Rodeo, which is right around the corner, and we get people to come here for fun, Canadians to come down and shop and take in our attractions and golf and zoo and parks, and so, yeah, I got the best job in town.
I've known Wendy a long time. We always called her a fun girl. So.
It's a fun job for a fun girl.
There you go.
There you go.
So.
Now, if you, when I think mine, I think State Fair, obviously, and Hoosfest. Those are the two. And that's,
yes.
That's sort of as a lifelong Easterner, right?
Yep.
From the other end of the state. Are those the two biggies?
Those are the two biggest events, not only for mine, but in the state of North Dakota. Two largest events in the state of North Dakota.
Which is bigger?
The North Dakota State Fair has more attendance, obviously 9 days as well, so it is a longer amount of time. The North Dakota the North Hoosfest is shorter days, but has a lot of attendance packed in those days. And the thing about the Hoosfest that I always like to remind people is they have two full-time employees. They don't have a huge staff. This is all volunteer-based. So when you come out here and you see all the folks wearing blue vests or red vests, or, you know, they're standing at the doors. They're all volunteers.
And I'm always amazed how far away people come from for this event. I mean, far as a draw and bringing bucks into North Dakota, this has got to be a big one.
The largest Scandinavian festival in North America, number one. Number two, it's just got internationally known all over. I mean, we have folks from not just the Scandinavian countries that are here. We have folks from China that come. We have folks from South America. I mean, it's just gotten internationally known.
My mother has 13 brothers and sisters, and so you know how that is. Most of them are down in southern Minnesota, so you know you're going to lose connections over the years. Every year, I run into a sibling of my mother's here from way down, like Canby, Minnesota. I mean, we're talking a power drive to get up to Minot.
The most fun about this thing about this festival, I think, is you sit and you watch. You know, if you sit down at one of the food tables to have a little lunch, you see people that don't know each other that are sitting there visiting. Where are you from? Where are you from? Well, what did you do here? How'd you get here? Where are you staying? And they have a conversation, and you watch it go on for a half an hour, 20 minutes, and then they get up and, well, have a great time, and then off they go. It's like a little small knit community while they're here. It's very different than anything else that you'll experience anywhere.
Well, and obviously the people listening still want to come, I assume they still have tickets if you want to come join us.
Absolutely. You can still come. We still have tickets for the main shows. We actually still have a few hotel rooms in town with all these new hotels that we've got built. We still have a few hotel rooms. So absolutely, make your way out to the HusFest.
Speaking of hotels, I mean, there was a day when many a HusFest where if you didn't book a year in advance, you didn't get a room in Minot, but you've had a boom of hotel construction for sure. So things, you know, if folks have not been to Minot lately, they've not been to Minot, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we went from having about 15 hotels to having over 30, almost 32 hotels now, waiting for that last one to wrap up. And we've got over 3,000 hotel rooms now.
Well, and which is great, and you needed it just because of everything going on here. But you're right, there are rooms now, but it is wise to then start planning for next year because it really makes your life a lot easier because this is a big draw. This is a big deal. And what's nice about it is that because of the flood and the oil development, you know, rooms are tight for a while. It was hard to get into mine, not just during the HusFest, but at any time. And that's really not the case anymore. I mean, whether you come for the HusFest or not, mine's got a lot of stuff going on. They got a lot of, I mean, this town has a thriving tourism industry, retail. As we used to say, we love Canadians.
Come
and spend your money here. but I mean, beyond that, it's a real destination for both retail and for tourism year round.
You know, and Lutefisk and Lefse, those things are a huge draw. So you want to come for those fests. And it's just a great festival. If you've not had a chance to experience it, you're from the eastern side of the state, you haven't had a chance to get over yet, you still have time. Come over. We still have a couple of days yet to go. And like Pat said, plan in advance for next year.
How many new residents of North Dakota do you think we have?
Oh, I mean, no, 40,000 maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the census is saying, is that there's about 40,000. I think that undercounts, actually. The census always trails about a couple of years behind what's really going on. So I'd say minimum 40,000 new people.
Yeah, so those are a lot of folks that get a chance to experience a little flavor of the culture.
Well, and you're exactly right, because when you go to another state, whether you live there or visit there, you kind of want to see, well, what's it about? What's the culture of this state about? And that's what you get a chance to experience at the HusFest. You know, people that are not from here will get a chance to get that Scandinavian flair, which is what we kind of think is the basis of our state. You know, they'll get a chance to experience what our culture is.
So we have to ask her the question of the day, of course, which is Lutefisk, nuts or normal?
Nuts.
Thank you very much.
I thought you'd take one for the team. You know, I'm trying to get him to try that stuff. I personally haven't had it since I was a kid. So, I mean, I'm with you, but I'm trying to make Scott eat it.
Besides Lutefisk, what would you recommend as a must-have delicacy here at HusFest?
Well, last night in the Scanda kitchen in Reykjavik Hall, I had the meatballs and mashed potatoes and gravy, which was awesome. You know, you start out day one on Wednesday wearing your nice jeans or your nice dress pants, and as you go in further to the week, you get a little more relaxed, and by Saturday you're wearing anything that's got elastic at the top, because between Oofta tacos and the Coogan and the Rumagrout, and you can't fit anything more in.
Well, that is true. It is the elastic is important to surviving this fest. I had a chance. I actually worked for Chet Wrighton, who was the founder of this for 12 years, and was out here every day in prep and worked every day. And I know how that works, because when you're here 24 hours a day working at the HusFest, you also live on Romagro.
Yes.
So, which is not necessarily a good thing for your heart, but what a way to go!
What a way to go! Absolutely.
Never had it. That'll be on the menu today for sure. So that one's been highly recommended. And meatballs and gravy, I'm with you.
Yeah.
On that, Wendy.
It's like a giant church supper.
Staple. It is. Yeah, there you go.
It reminds you of Sunday at Grandma's, you know?
Exactly right. Wendy, well,
except for Charlie Pride is, you know, at the table.
And Alabama.
And Alabama.
And Alabama. And the Bellamy brothers last night. I can't get off the radio without telling you about the Bellamy brothers. Nicest guys ever. And, man, they sounded good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wendy, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me.
Your website is?
VisitMinot.org.
VisitMinot.org. Wendy Howe, Executive Director of Minot CBB. Thanks a bunch for sharing about all the great things happening in Minot. Back with more from North Coast Fest after this. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud, something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota. is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. It's not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, and Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
The big question of the day, lutefisk, normal or nuts? Weigh in on our Facebook page or call us on the program today and weigh in. I have a sneaking suspicion I'm going to win that battle. Pat says it's normal, I say it's nuts, and I don't know, I like my chances. We'll see, though.
You know, I'm telling you, I grew up above a hardware store, grocery store in Douglas, North Dakota, and we'd sell that. And what fixed me from actually eating it is I've seen it in its raw state, where they pack it in the lye bucket and send it all out. But it's actually cod. You know, so it's cod, and cod, who doesn't like cod?
Me. So that's part of the problem, see? The whole seafood thing doesn't really cut it for me. We were planning to chat with John McMartin, Minot Chamber of Commerce president, who is unavoidably detained. I guess he was. This gives you an idea of how Minot's changed. Stuck in a meeting on south of Minot, will not make it. You don't get from point A to point B anywhere nearly as quickly in Minot as you do. It's really one of the boom towns of this Bakken, isn't it?
Well, and I talked to John yesterday afternoon. We have an office here in Minot and had our grand opening of our new office here yesterday and had a chance to talk to John yesterday, and he had said that one of his staff members was sick, so he had to cover a meeting at the chamber headquarters, which, of course, is all the way across town. And so, yeah, that's not easily done, although it's not bad here. The thing, though, I grew up here, and the transformation, you know, Hoosfest is just one example, and this facility that we're in, that they have the Hoosfest in, is a fabulous facility for any community to have. But because of the Hoosfest and the fair, they've really been able to and needed to develop this in a way that really serves a multi-function kind of deal. It's, you know, they have to have the ability to have the big show, but they also need all the outbuildings to host this thing. But it's not just the tourism stuff that's going on in the city. It's phenomenal, the growth, the business growth in this thing. I remember I served on the chamber board here back in the 80s. And, you know, we used to get all giddy over a 20-station call center coming to town. You know, that was big news because, oh, my, 20 jobs. You know, now they don't even show up on the radar screen. There's right now today there's something in the neighborhood of about $5 billion worth of development going on, or people that are thinking about or planning, or, you know, not just oil. We're talking about other industries that are looking to do business in this area and are looking at Minot as one of the locations they might consider. So that's just on the drawing board. And I laugh because they bought an industrial park, right? And bought this huge industrial park, and they really did a good job of planning, except for one small problem. They made it about a third to, they need to buy it and make it three times bigger, because the thing filled up like that. So it's really the economic transformation that this city has seen over the last 20 years, especially the last 10 years, has been nothing short of amazing. And then, of course, they did it while also having a catastrophic flood. You know, so not only are they trying to build housing and infrastructure for all this new development, they have to also rebuild what's going on with the flood. They've done an amazing job. Mayor Zimbelman, another guy I talked to last night, I mean, you know, he and this city administration and the people here deserve a lot of credit. Think of that. A flood, and still they're probably going to double in size in about a 10, 15-year period.
And that was a monster flood. What is your sense of the recovery? I mean, they knocking it out of the park? And...
Well, they're doing a good job with that. Of course, the holdup is the floodway. You know, that hasn't been decided. Until they do that, they really can't address the needs of the center of the city, which the flood... you know, went through the heart of the city.
And as we've seen on the eastern part of the state, those decisions don't happen quickly.
No, and yet, well, I'll tell you what, though, it happens a lot faster when you've had a flood as opposed to have just, you know, fought a flood.
Yeah.
You know, suddenly the sense of urgency gets going. But until they get the floodway done, they can't really close the deal until they kind of figure out what the real plan is going to be going forward. So there will always be some of that. But outside that area, yeah, no, the city's coming along great. You know, there is, like everything else, it's a slog because there's a workforce shortage and some of those kinds of things as well. But they have made excellent progress, and they're really fighting two fights. They're the flood recovery and also making sure that the city can handle the organic growth that's going on here because of agriculture and energy.
A lot happening. We're looking forward to taking your phone calls during What's on Your Mind, Normal or Nuts, Lutefisk. By the way, Flo says nuts, of course. Summer says flat-out gross. So, again...
Okay, normal or nuts. Scott in a bunad. That's the other thing.
Bunad?
If you won't eat the lutefisk, we're going to put you in a bunad.
What is a bunad?
Well, I'll tell you later.
Okay, all right.
But you'll want your camera handy.
Better do a little search here on that real quick. 45 degrees in Fargo at this hour under cloudy skies. Rain showers through much of the day. 50% chance of that. The high just 50 today. Tonight, about 43. Tomorrow, 45 and cloudy with some rain showers. 37 the overnight low. Sunday, some sun peeking out. Get up there to 57 next week, back into the 60s. Oil patch today. Right now, cloudy, 36 degrees. It's chilly. The high just 43 degrees in the patch. And looks like it'll be cloudy all day long. No rain showers to speak of. Tomorrow, the sun back out, but only 48 degrees. Overnight low, 30.
And snow in the forecast.
I know. We're going to talk with the National Weather Service on the program today and get the latest on how that storm is tracking. But, yes, some parts of North Dakota could see snow this weekend, believe it or not. Sunny and 48 tomorrow. Partly sunny and 64 on Sunday. So in the patch, things warming back up into the 60s a little bit earlier on Sunday. But this is going to be a little bit of a bump. Well, around the state right now, as I mentioned, Tioga and Stanley, 36. Grand Forks, 39. Cloudy. Minot, cloudy, 37. Showers in Bismarck and 39. Dickinson, cloudy, 37 degrees at this hour. So It is, well, it's fall. We knew that. We knew that was coming. Do you know, I actually purchased my, I brought my Husfest purchased jacket today.
I'm in denial because, of course, I'm wearing a short sleeve.
You are. Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, something else we got to settle? Husfest or Hus?
It's Hus. Yeah. Oh, if Chester was here.
I'm saying Hus, but I thought you're saying...
No, it's Hus.
Okay.
Right. You gotta have, it's kind of like you got a little thing in the back of your throat.
Yeah, Hus. Okay. Yeah. Got to get that right. Stay tuned, folks. Coming up.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.